What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby J, Jesse, and Shy Jones in, and this is Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody? Wellness
check. Let's go. Let's get
wellness
it.
Wellness check. Everybody good? Everybody good?
Yeah,
everybody
okay, good. Great.
So what's the word? Let's, J, what are we doing today? Security.
Okay, so... nah, real shit, little backstory behind this. I got this shirt at Mardi Gras like probably like 10 years ago.
And from a security guard?
No, from, you know, they got the little jail suits in the little gift shops on Bourbon Street.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Like they got all kind of little shit, you know what I'm saying, you can put on.
So oh, okay.
This shirt has been with me for a long time. It means it has a lot of
it has meaning.
Sentimental value.
Sentimental value, okay.
Yeah, it was the first time I had a hand grenade, like all kind of shit. Like
a real hand grenade?
A real hand grenade?
No, like it's a drink.
Oh,
oh yeah, we over here.
Y'all ain't never been to Mardi Gras?
Moving on to the word. What's the word?
Y'all got to get out
today?
And live, man. Y'all got to experience life.
They just let us fall into that because we like over a hand grenade for real, Jay.
Okay, so what the fuck is the word?
Kryptonite.
Okay, so kryptonite is something that can seriously weaken or harm a particular person or thing.
All right, let's keep it there. So kryptonite, basically someone's weakness. Someone's weakness to the point that it could bring them down and maybe bring them to their demise. So we
I
want
to say I would, in my opinion, to me, generally, a person's kryptonite, the first or guess most popular answer, like on Family Feud, would be whoever it is that they're in a relationship with.
That could be one kryptonite. But I think whoever wants to jump out, I think we should expose some of our, expose our kryptonite today.
Do that fall in line with habit and addiction?
Yeah.
For sure.
Crack is a kryptonite.
Well, I would say women.
Women for you?
Clearly.
Women could definitely be my kryptonite.
Yeah, Shantae, okay. Definitely. Like, no matter what, I just
So for you, not women, but Shantae.
Shantae is a woman.
No, I'm saying he right, said women, plural.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's saying Shantae.
But that goes back to what I'm saying about the person that you're in a relationship with.
He's saying women.
But I don't want to say, I feel like it's going to be the demise of me.
No, yeah, I don't
feel like that. You just know that Shantae is something that can affect you no matter what.
Not even only Shantae, it's women, like you said, because not even women I'm dealing with. Like, because I can't see you hurt. I can't see Shy hurt. I can't see it.
Right.
This shit going to make me, like, no matter how strong I am, I'm going to feel some type of way about it. Right.
And it's just that lust for women. Like, if you got a pretty bad girl that walked through that door,
you can't not.
Yeah.
It's like, in your mind, like.
So for you, it's a lust for women. For you, it's a compassion for women.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's a little different. Now this weakness.
It's both really.
Yeah, because you gotta be able to control it.
Be real. Yeah, you gotta be able
to control it.
But I know I can't control it though.
Yeah.
I know I control my actions toward it.
Yes.
But I can't control the way I feel about it.
Yes, that's where I'm at with it.
You get what I'm saying?
Well, then you don't have it in control if you can't control your feelings.
Yes, you do. Because I can want to fuck you, but not fuck you because it's wrong.
Yeah.
I can still want to every time I see you. Like, damn, I want to hit this bitch.
But I think part of the kryptonite shit is it has to steer you away from the shit you're doing on your path. Let's just say you getting money.
It has to be a distraction in order for it to be. Would you let your lust for women? Not even lust for women, but I would
rather stand in an argument with Shantae and argue all day than to get to answer my phone. Like, you called me the other day.
Yeah.
But you had to text me because I'm on the phone arguing. Right. But I know this really business that I need to click over and holler. But no, I'm trying to get my point across.
Right. So that's a kryptonite for sure.
And you get what I'm saying?
And I can't really let that stop me from getting money because I can lose money chasing that woman. But I can't lose no woman chasing my money.
But it ain't no kryptonite then.
Yes, it is. But because I'm not acting on it, though. But soon as this girl come through this adult, I'm like, damn, she bad.
So do you think that paying attention to that bad woman, what we getting at, is you still going to get money, but do you think you got a little less money because you got distracted, you ain't pick up your phone, you might not have gotten back to somebody?
That's not a kryptonite then, what you saying. Kryptonite
makes it. So then that means money is your kryptonite.
Nah, because I got discipline with that too.
Mm.
Basically, kryptonite is the gas in the car on the road to destruction.
Yeah, I don't think it always has to destroy you. I think it has to distract you, though.
Yeah,
it has to distract you.
What did kryptonite do to Superman?
I don't want
to
look at like
that. That's
I don't want to look at it like that because I don't want to put that title on her. Then.
I'm going to say this.
Like, nah, kryptonite is the weakness. It's like Superman gets the kryptonite. He gets weak, but he always makes it past the kryptonite.
Gambling is my weakness.
Gambling is your weak. That can be your kryptonite.
That's my kryptonite.
Because too much
it can take you out the door.
Exactly.
It can take your ass out the door.
Definitely. Yeah, I done seen that shit happen too many times.
It can take your ass out the door.
Yeah.
Well, I guess what y'all describe
the word
is like something that can make you weak even if you're a strong person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
but no, you're saying that you can bounce back from it.
No matter how strong I'm in, if I can say fuck you forever, but if you show me like you hurt or something, I can't say fuck you. Mm-hmm. So that's when the kryptonite kick in. Like, mm-hmm. That shit ain't working. I ain't even strong no more.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I feel something.
Yeah.
Like, you can make me feel something even when I don't want to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So is that a good thing of saying like your kids could be a kryptonite?
Your kids could be a kryptonite.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I think saying that kids are a kryptonite, you have an obligation to them, so it's not really like they're a kryptonite. It's just like they just get on your nerves sometimes.
You got an obligation to your wife.
You got an obligation to your wife, but that don't make...
You don't have the same obligation to your wife that you had to your kids. You brought these kids here. You met these kids wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
I'm going to tell you why. Because a woman have a genetic connection to that their child.
Yeah.
Because she the one carried it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's going to have a...
different type of...
love for him than the right. man now.
Yeah.
I think the kryptonite thing with kids is like maybe when they get older, like if you're crippled or blinded by the fact that like, let's say the kid is on some bullshit or
like
just,
a nothing.
Yeah, like Michael Myers is your son, and then you go into court saying he ain't kill nobody.
My kid didn't kill anybody, even though you just saw it. Like, my kid would never do any shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that that's when it becomes in the kryptonite if it makes you delusional. Like, your kid is a murderer. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
I smell some chicken.
Is that your kryptonite?
Hey, you smell chicken.
What's your kryptonite? Cash 3 Slim Kodak. I'm still thinking about mine. I'm weird.
Arguing.
Cash
arguing.
Cash love to argue.
Yeah, she love to argue.
She like to argue, so I sent her ass to law school.
Preach.
You know what? I had the debate courses when I was younger, so.
I was on the debate team too, and I won everyone except for like two.
So y'all think everybody got a something that can make them weak?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta turn that to make you strong.
Can
it
always though? It's a habit, really.
You control. Yeah, that what'd you say? An unchecked emotion.
Definitely.
What's your kryptonite, Jade? I'm trying to think. Like, I'm really trying to. Accurately exposed.
Porn can be some people kryptonite.
Porn can anything, right?
What's my kryptonite?
Sex, porn, crack.
Do I have
Why
a kryptonite?
Why you trying to crack on everybody's screen?
Yeah, I saw this documentary on crack, and the crack was so fucked up.
So weed could be a kryptonite.
Yes, weed could be a kryptonite. You're right. You can smoke so much weed that you don't get shit done. I know people like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Alcohol,
but
family,
yeah.
Family for sure.
Family. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, you know your family ain't shit. I know I wouldn't be fuck with y'all. Y'all weren't my family, but I'm weak because y'all my family. Real shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just how that shit be like.
That's real.
Like, bro, if you weren't no kin to me, bro, I wouldn't know you.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Oh, you know what? Sex could be a kryptonite.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like top goddamn three.
Because it's like, you could be fucking with somebody, and it could be a situation where, like, they did something you don't like, or you can't stand them, you ain't fucking with them right now, but you like to have sex. You might not necessarily be promiscuous, but you might like that person's sex. And then that might be like, okay, well,
yeah, you weak to
fuck these niggas, whatever, or bitches, or whatever you deal with, or whatever, but I like their sex, so I'm just gonna do it, and then I'm not fucking with them no more, and then you get sucked back into the situation.
You ain't never got sucked out.
Sex and drugs is at the top.
You ain't never got sucked out. You just gotta stand on what it is, like.
That should be hard, dog.
Nah, you just gotta say, I want you to fuck me when I want you to fuck me. That's it.
That's crazy.
Nah, but I'm saying, like, some people can't separate the two.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Because you feel like when you fucking, now we supposed to go back together. Like, we ain't go together the whole month. You come fuck me, okay, we back.
Yeah. No, that's
and
what I'm saying.
You ain't
like,
gonna like him, he ain't gonna like you, then y'all gotta split up again. Then when you wanna get fucked again.
Y'all gotta go back together.
Yeah. But
yeah. Nah.
Just don't go together and just get fucked, Jay.
But it's easier.
Tell the man you just want him to fuck you.
No, I can do that. What I'm saying is I can do that. I can cut somebody off completely and just fuck them, and then that's it. And then, like, they get in their feelings or whatever. But it's just like, it wasn't always like that for me in the beginning.
They getting their feelings.
Yeah, like, it wasn't always like that for me in the beginning, but I learned how to separate the two.
What they getting their feelings about, Jay?
Man, you know what they getting
their feelings about. Gulp, 10,000.
Y'all think he 13?
What's happening?
What's happening?
You know what I don't feel like? You know what, baby? I talked to the pastor.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything for that golf.
I got a
talk
question.
To the pastor.
Yeah, we need to reconvene.
I've been walking the trails and shit. I've been out there with Bank and get my shit together. Come see you later on.
Nah, but it's just like some people. But okay, so let me ask you this about the kryptonite then.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there's ever going to be, or that there is a way to completely eliminate the effect that whatever your kryptonite has on you has?
Not if it's true. Well, I can't say that. Because somebody's kryptonite might be they an alcoholic and they can overcome that.
Can you be your own? Can your mind be your kryptonite? Can your heart be your
fuck
kryptonite?
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Can you be
fuck
your
yes.
own kryptonite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's self-sabotage, right?
Because your kryptonite is your worst enemy.
I don't want to say your worst enemy.
Nah, that ain't right.
Your kryptonite
I
don't
say
have
it's
to
not
be
your worst. Not your worst.
Because your heart can make you weak too. Yeah. The way you love people could hurt, could be hurting you.
That's my problem. That's my problem. That's my problem.
Kryptonite. Emotion and, yeah.
That's my problem. That's my problem.
You change yours to your heart.
That can like, be my problem sometimes.
Yeah, you love so much that it's like,
damn, too much. It can keep you in such a situation.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Mm. Y'all think that y'all like 99.9% right.
Yeah. Cause sometimes we are too loyal.
Yes.
Yeah, like we're too loyal to make an excuse
to be loyal.
Loyal to a fault.
You make an excuse to be loyal. Like,
yeah. And then that be y'all downfall because y'all be loyal to people that don't even need to be. Y'all don't even need to be loyal to.
And it's like y'all like
that's my biggest weakness.
Not even y'all, but like us, because I'm a Cancer and we're like all in the same group pretty much when it comes to the loyalty shit. It's like you try to understand people while they're hurting you, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And that shit just be like,
yeah, pretty much
that shit be crazy.
That's, like, so that's down there. Everybody, most people, kryptonite in their heart. Basically.
Yeah,
How you feel about the person?
Well, I think that.
But some people just cold hearted.
You can have more than kryptonite. Though.
Oh yeah, you can.
Yeah, multiples. They said they need answers about what?
When I get big fat, big fat, big fat. Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews, were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold-out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to DimeBeautyCO.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's DimeBeautyCO.com, code GETDIME, for 20% off.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
What's the question, Sean?
Oh, it was back when y'all was talking about the sex stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Spiritual Word. But I have a question. Do y'all think that good sex or a good vagina or a good dick will have you turn crazy? Or do you think that it's not like that? Like,
it's not necessarily the dick that makes... Well, speaking from a female point of view... You gonna speak from the female point of view, or you want me to do it, Carter? Y'all hear me? No, I was just playing, but
I want you to answer the question.
No, I'm gonna fuck with you.
Nah, but speaking from a female point of view, it's not necessarily the dick that makes you crazy. It's the abandonment trauma and the attachment issues that go along with the dick, especially if the dick is
man,
good.
Man, all that don't go with it.
Wait, you said abandonment trauma?
Thank you, Westside.
I think it depends on the person.
Damn, man.
Women be
wait, what you say? Stuff. Abandonment trauma?
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Wait, I want to hear what you say. Abandonment?
Said, no, I said that. It's not the dick.
She's saying basically the things that you went through once you got them, get somebody... To fuck you, it fucks with your mind and make you actually feel like that they curing you from the shit that you went through. Like, okay, now I don't feel abandoned because you just put that pole in me.
That ain't what the fuck I meant. That ain't what the fuck I meant.
That's not what she said.
That ain't nowhere near what the fuck I said at all.
That's what she said. Like, now you make me feel all my fears are gone. Like, I'm Superwoman. Like, you just made me Superwoman. You said, what about
the opposite of Kryptonite?
Nah. What I said was, like,
it saved her life.
On some real shit, what I said was, is that when you find a nigga that fucks you good and that fucks the life out of you, you have, it's not the actual meat itself that's making you crazy. What's making you crazy is the fact that when this nigga fucks you and leaves, you start thinking about, okay, well, who else is this nigga fucking like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who else is this nigga doing this to?
But
like,
that's a woman, though.
Yeah, that's a woman.
Because yeah.
Always.
Niggas do the same shit, though. Niggas do it too.
I don't think no woman breathing can have me hooked from sex.
She can have you hooked from head.
No, she can have me hooked from who she is as a person.
I agree with that.
I'm with him.
I agree with
you
that.
You know what I mean? No woman can have me hooked from head or pussy. I don't care who you are.
Every language.
Not language.
Yeah. None of that can't have me hooked.
That shit, though. Nah, I just
you're not. What you
saying? But women are kind of like different because y'all are emotional creatures. Me, I'm going to get hooked on your personality, who you are. All that got to go with it, but just oral sex and just regular sex.
Nah, but I'm.
It ain't gonna hook me.
Do you think good sex is someone's energy too, or just like
it's
someone's body?
Definitely.
Because if I don't vibe with you, I'm not even gonna allow you to fuck the shit out of me.
90% of
that. All that come along with vibrating on the same frequency.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So it. Nah, so we can agree that like I was just having this conversation with somebody. We can agree that two men can have like. You and you can have sex with the same girl. No, hold on. Hear me out. You and you can have sex with like the same girl. And to you, you can be like, man, that pussy was trash, blah, blah, blah. And to you, you're like, nah, that shit was dope. And
exactly. Yeah.
That does happen.
Level, for sure.
Because okay. if I'm not feeling him the same way that I'm feeling him, I'm not going to fuck him the same way that
exactly.
I'm
okay.
going to fuck him. If me and him don't really like vibe or we don't really hit it off, then okay, it's gonna be just like okay, a fuck.
It depends on how open a nigga open you up.
Why is it?
But if this nigga over here, mm-hmm. I'm fucking with this nigga, and you know what I'm saying, I'm feeling him and I like him and his energy is good and I like the way that he's talking to me and the shit that he's saying, like the freakiest shit ever is gonna take place that night.
It depends on how far you open the woman up.
But that can't be for everybody because I'm sure some people who have had like one night stands with some amazing sex and all that shit.
But
the sex,
the energy was already there from the jump, though.
But it's impossible for the sex to be amazing if the energy isn't there.
Yeah, you can meet a person and go crazy or some crazy.
Fucking and having great sex.
Yes.
No, but what I'm saying is, in order for that sex to be great, the energy has to. Well, speaking for myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's different.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't see any. I don't see how you can have sex.
People have great sex and the vibe is off. One night stands and said it was the best sex they had in their life.
Oh, now because they vibed prior to.
Oh, now you got partners who had it.
Yeah, cap ass. Cap ass nigga.
I got partners.
Man, somebody get New Era on the phone. Let's get this nigga a cap.
One night stands. They said it was their best sex.
Watch this be edited. Edit that.
You're like,
Stamp it, Rod.
Rod already
it's
doing
gonna
it.
Go, hey, look, it's going to go straight for me to have saying we had the best sex to, yes, you can't get rid of jealousy.
To triple W dot. To triple W dot. Got
we got screen fucked up.
Nah, but seriously, I think that the sex shit is different from. I feel what you're saying for you, but it's different. It's probably going to be different for you and her and other everybody.
Like, but it all depends on what type of person you is. You're right, because some niggas can't. Like, I know some niggas that could just fuck bitches. Like, different bitches is like, I can't fuck with a bitch if I don't fuck with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it ain't shit. Like, I ain't even going to get aroused like if I don't. Like, if I gotta like you.
Right.
With you.
But like, I gotta, but
how,
yeah.
How niggas can be goddamn on tour and shit and just fucking bitches, like, random bitches, like, Come here, fuck a bitch. Mm. I never could do that. I never could meet a bitch and just like be turned on by her. I gotta damn near know you, like.
Right.
But I got a homeboy, yeah, like you saying, I got a homeboy too. He might fuck two or three bitches a day. Like, just because he gotta get his dick wet. Like, he can't help it. Like, if he doesn't fuck, he's gonna go crazy.
So it's like his kryptonite.
But do you think when people are like that they're like searching for something mentally? Like, if you just out here just going to be up under, you don't even necessarily have to be sex, just moving from person to person to person from person. Do you feel like at that point that they're not like comfortable with self to where they use other people?
I think every addiction comes with searching. No matter what the addiction is, it could be sex, food, drugs, whatever. Like, it's a void. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you need this to be complete when you know you don't, spiritually you don't need anything to be complete.
So you can't just be a freak?
You can be a freak, but that ain't the natural. I don't think a woman's supposed to be getting a bat beat out by a new man every day. And I don't think a nigga's supposed to be fucking two,
why
three,
is there, but why
two,
is there,
new,
why is
two,
there a double standard for women, though?
No, I'm saying it's both ways. I'm saying I don't think you
but
should.
But that's what you think, though. Some people just feel like that's what it is.
Two, three women a day?
That's just what it is.
That's
you they, got the energy
yeah,
for
they,
it, you can do it.
That's they what it is. Yeah, you're right.
I
but,
ain't got the energy for that shit. But if you got the energy for it, shit, that's what it is.
I guess.
If I had two, three bitches that I'm feeling like I fuck with them, I probably could fuck two, three bitches a day.
Every day? New ones?
Will Chamberlain new ones, shit? I'm saying the ones that like.
No, two or three is one thing I'm talking
nigga,
about.
If I was a nigga, if I was fortunate to be
we're talking about,
a man with three wives, I can fuck all three. I can fuck
no, that's
all
different.
All
that's different. That's different. We're talking about just new people.
I just feel I can't do that.
I promiscuity. Think that's like a sickness.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't
do
that.
Promiscuity.
There has to be something wrong with your mental.
I don't even want to see that many bitches.
Like, one thing we haven't had the chance to do.
Queens. I forgot. We getting off track.
On none of the big facts yet is, and I want to bring one in, like, we haven't talked to no porn star, like, how the fuck you can sit around and let like 10, 20, 30 different niggas just fuck you getting paid, whatever.
That's what it is.
Most porn stars don't even get to the point where they're having sex with 20, 30 different niggas a night.
There's gang bangs on
But that's not the average porn star that's doing that.
But still, every porn star I've seen in other interviews, like, their head count is almost like 500 plus. That's y'all business.
Is it really that many niggas? It's not that many porn niggas for a porn star to be fucking 500 niggas.
But you fuck goddamn one porn nigga 300 times. Fuck this nigga here 3,000 times. Like
right.
That shit goddamn. Oh, yeah. You putting goddamn
fucking miles. The same nigga though a whole bunch of times don't count.
That's different. I'm talking about porn. Nobody's watching porn and seeing the same shit over and over. So every time you do a scene, it's got to be a new nigga. So that's another body. On top of the bodies, you're getting outside of porn.
But I don't even think porn stars fuck outside of their job, though.
They do.
How you gonna think that? No.
They do.
They for sure do. And shit.
They for sure do, because at the work, that shit is not even emotional. It's just practice.
I look at the porn shit just like a chef. Like a chef cooks all day, all night long, whatever, whatever. Then by the time they get home, they don't even feel like cooking no more.
Someone who sat down and interviewed porn stars, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, they gonna go home and.
To get real attention.
Real attention.
I think they got good. They practice. They had to practice.
They did their job. Like,
they faking that shit.
They had to practice.
It's somebody over there jacking him.
That's the same way you said, if you could fuck a nigga that you don't have no emotion for, then go fuck another nigga that you got some emotion for and be open. She probably could fuck these niggas just acting. Yeah. Then go home and actually have sex with
and feel the love with. And the attention and all that. And
know so let me ask y'all this then. Like, male or female, whatever, whatever. Could y'all lay down at night and love a porn person?
What'd you say? Three?
three. He said, hell yeah.
If I already loved you, knowing we came up with this together, and I'm managing the money, and I'm standing up with the camera.
What?
That's why we gotta bring some type of porn person. Because
I
like,
can't knowingly.
Them porn people be finding happiness.
A porn star as my girlfriend. I can't do that.
Me neither. Yeah,
me neither.
She finna go get bust up by 4 or 5 people soon as she leaves.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Get dick all in her ears and everything.
I could be
like,
with a stripper though.
Yeah.
I could be in a relationship with a stripper. I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fortunate to be married since I was a child, but
right.
I feel like I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, this is
my bitch.
There's some
porn. I don't even know if I can be in a relationship with a stripper.
You heard me. If you stripped in Africa, well, the niggas don't even know this lingo or don't know me. So I couldn't do that shit either. I just lied.
I think if I did.
I probably could though. Because I know some cool ass bitches.
Oh, he's Gemini hard right now.
I'm just saying.
He's Gemini hard right now.
Because you got some bitches who take this shit serious though.
Like it's a job. And they leave the job at the job.
I probably couldn't be in a relationship with a stripper, with the typical stripper that we're thinking about when we think of strippers.
Look at what you look at what.
But could you be in a relationship with a girl from goddamn Players Club? What her name was?
Diamond.
Lisa Ray.
Diamond. Could you, like, if you knew that that was her, she wasn't doing none of that shit in the club?
Yeah.
She went to that party? Did she go to that party and take that bread?
Would you know that?
You gotta trust her.
They come in. They come in with trust. They come with bitch. You gotta take a lie detector test every week.
What? That ain't trust if she gotta take a lie detector test every week.
Don't listen to Shy about that.
It ain't that I don't trust you. I just want to be confirmed.
What?
You shouldn't
even. That's like her having you take a lie detector test while she at work. So what you doing while I'm at work?
If she asked me a lie detector test for the things that I'm saying and I'm not doing, I'm a pass.
I don't think I want my girl going to work.
Damn. Wow.
I'm saying, for the things I'm telling you I'm not doing, I'm going to pass that. But if you ask me for a lie detector test, the things I'm telling you I am doing, I'm not going to pass.
Yeah.
So if you say, when I go to work, what you be doing? Shit, chilling.
What's sacrifice for you, though, knowing that your girl walking out of there, going in the club, showing everybody her fucking pussy every night?
Bruh.
What is really private for you?
Really, I'm just really trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Let's keep this shit tall.
I'm just saying, for me, I can see how a person would, but I couldn't.
If they're that type of person.
That's what I'm saying.
I can see how a person could if they got if they got enough
self-strength,
control, and confidence to do that. I don't have that. because I'm obsessive over my woman.
Right.
I'm just being 100.
Right.
Some niggas got that.
Yeah.
I don't. Cause of who I am too. If I was a regular old nigga that nobody didn't know.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna start feeling like niggas going to the club just to see bank bitch script.
Fact.
For sure. Sure.
But that got to come from within. Principles. Standards.
Yes.
What you stand on.
Yes.
I ain't finna go for that. I don't give a damn. If I ain't got no money or shit, that's just something that I'm not finna have.
For sure. We can figure something else out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah. I couldn't do it because at the end of the day.
Cause that's your ego that got you saying who you are. Hey, this here bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, this him just what I stand on. I ain't finna go for that.
Nah, but I'm still putting my ego in place too, because I would feel like
true, yeah.
I would feel like goddamn niggas just gonna go just to, you know what I'm saying? So that would stop me from even thinking of that. Like that would be one of the reasons.
Right.
One of the reasons, yeah.
That'll be okay. One of the reasons, yeah. Like for me to justify where you can't, well, I wouldn't want you to do it. Like, nah, because, you know, too many people know me and goddamn woo woo, which I ain't negotiating this, bitch. Like, don't even ask me that. Mm-hmm. But right. I'm just saying, like, speaking from a point, if it was to ever happen.
You or get come up.
Huh?
If it was to ever come up.
Yes, I wouldn't even, like, I couldn't because of who I am. But if I was a nigga.
You said if you was a square. Well,
a nigga that needed to use her car when she was at work.
A nigga, yeah, a regular nigga. We trying to figure this shit out.
Yeah, go ahead, do
and
your
babe,
thing.
You got there. I done fell off. I done got there. You look good, man. Hey, man, how are you been, man? I can't tell you what. I can't get in the way, especially if I met you like that. It'd be different. Like you see, I'm thinking from my bitch that I got now. But can I go meet a bitch, and she be my bitch? Yes, but she ain't gonna be how my bitch is. That I got today. She's gonna be that's my bitch. But we ain't telling everybody all that. Ain't on my face.
Could you do that?
I don't know if the word is secure.
But shit, like, if she ain't on your face, just, then that ain't
you know
your
how,
bitch.
You know how you experience shit how ain't my as bitch? A DJ like, in the club.
Yeah. Can't say that.
I don't experience.
If she ain't on your face, that ain't your bitch.
How you gonna?
And
you
what go on in the club? So I'm tainted forever.
That's I've gonna seen, always be
it's
your
always bed. Gonna be there. Like I don't see strippers fucking behind a DJ booth, in the bathroom, in the car, in the parking lot. Like
yeah.
That's always gonna be there
that's
for me.
That's that kind mm-hmm. of person. You can have a square bitch going to work doing that same shit, sucking the boss man dick, Jonathan dick, everybody dick. It depends on the person too.
No, for sure. Absolutely. But you ain't gonna be as tainted by some shit that you ain't seen.
You ain't gonna be tainted by shit you ain't seen. But one thing about it, no matter what type of bitch you got, you gonna know what you got.
One thing sure. that you know,
she could
though.
Be a scribble, she could be a porn star. You gonna know what you got when you
right.
got
right. The breed.
It's just can you take other men doing that type of shit and looking at your wife and
yes, no, go black.
But right. see, everybody. But right. I don't agree. With, I don't agree with that because at the end of the day, true enough, you might know what you think you have, but every bitch can deviate from the plan
for sure.
Jade, yeah. I think that if yeah. she a scribble.
For sure.
And she got a boyfriend. She's single. Until the right nigga. She is single.
She's single until the right nigga right takes nigga her out of the club.
Fucking approach her.
Yeah.
If the right person, what's called, approach you, then you single.
I agree.
Is she mm-hmm. in that club?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Certain people come in there. Hey, man, she said, hey.
So does that go for the club? Or does that go in general, though?
That go in general to me.
I can't say that.
It just happened faster.
I can sound cocky and say that.
I just had it.
But
the field of temptation is greater in that club.
Yeah, I can't
yeah.
say that.
Yeah.
I can't
yeah.
say that. Some people stand on principle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
give a damn who you is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If yeah, I'm married and I'm waiting to my husband or
but why a stripper can't stand on principle.
They really can't.
It's entertainment industry, man.
But why
she in there for the check.
Which means, and her check is based upon what she does, which means she's going to do whatever she has to do to get the biggest amount of that check.
Best description.
Yeah. But what if she, what if she's
a fire dancer that's getting really paid off
that's
this
what
shit.
I'm saying. That, and, all
she
got,
and she's a real entertainer. She's a real stripper
so
entertainer.
So she's a real
paid.
Stripper that just that gets paid.
And that certain cat come in there and say, hey, look.
Who was the girl?
What I want to hear that?
No.
I'm getting money off this shit.
No, what I'm saying is,
you got some of these bitches getting real money off this shit.
No,
man.
It's
you
a
got
lot of
some
real.
People
it's
that
a
can
lot
make
of bitches
offer
get...
that you can't real for you.
Yeah, so, no, and I'm not even talking
okay,
about.
But that's okay. But if you got principle, you got principle regardless of what you do.
So you in a script club and you got principle?
Some yeah, you can though. You can. We can't say that. Just you can.
Yeah, you
that's
really
a script?
Can. Yes, you can.
I might not have the same principles as you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You could be a stripper with principles.
You could be
and
a prostitute
morals.
With strip with
morals and strippers.
I wear condoms.
It's prostitutes and strippers.
That's not what I was saying.
These girls.
That's could, not what I was saying. Either. I'm saying.
What like, I'm saying is if it, okay is I man I know a
you said,
bazillion strippers.
Well, I go for
what I'm saying is
I just got different principles.
You saying it's strippers that get paid, make real money off dancing, whatever, whatever. But if it's a nigga that comes in there and says, I'm finna give you $10,000 to suck this Casamigos bottle up your asshole and spit it back out, you think she's not finna do it?
Not all strippers. I don't think all strippers would do it.
Right, right.
I don't think all strippers.
Get that bitch ass nigga out of here.
Yeah. It's some girls that really just dance.
But it's most that will.
Come on, man, we can't do our black queen like that, bro.
We just telling the truth. The show called Big Fat.
But that's still an opinion, though.
Yeah,
that's an opinion. That's the truth. That's an opinion. I hope that it is a bitch out there to be like.
What's the opinion?
All right, let me tell you this. I'm gonna get this to the strippers. These women's job is to sell fantasies too.
Mm-hmm. True.
So you're supposed to feel like I would.
Yeah, definitely.
Until you try.
Man, this is a kid.
How many times you on dance all night? She doing all that extra shit, licking on your neck, everything. Tell you, give you the number and everything before she started dancing. Then you try to call this bitch and shit different.
I do think, Black, that.
I'm just asking, like, be real. You just bought a fantasy, nigga. Some of these hoes sell fantasy for real and are great at it.
Yeah, but in the process of that sale, what else is she putting in that cart?
What you mean? Dreams.
You know what the fuck I just said.
Dreams
and Casamigo bottles, nigga.
But there's a
dreams.
There's also
just cause a bitch got them dancing you and grabbing your dick, boy, you a John. You a John.
If LeBron James walk in the club, right? And he approach any girl in there and say, let's go. I got $50,000 for you. Is she going?
In the 90th percentile.
99th?
We can't say that.
99th?
I'm not going to agree with that.
I can't do it like that, bro. I done seen some of the niggas that I done seen get turned down. That, like, these hoes went turned down.
That's in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, I mean, it's some of those out there.
B bitches don't turn down. Like, damn, but that hoe just won't go.
Is they offering them that kind of paper?
These the niggas who started that offering that type of paper.
Okay.
I can boss a bitch up for a nuts. These niggas will buy a bitch. That little bitty watch cost nothing. Nigga ready to buy her a car that night. Am I right or wrong? And it's some of these bitches these niggas can't get.
Yeah, for sure.
That bitch, that just won't go to.
What percentile?
I'm ready to get that whole 100,000.
What percentile?
What percentage?
One. It's low as a mother.
That's what I'm saying. I go for that, right?
That's what I'm getting at.
I go for that. Cool. But that's still. Is in that 1%.
True.
That if you got a girl,
but we say
she's going to work in a strip club.
No, we're not saying nobody.
Yeah, you ain't got that girl.
You ain't got that particular girl, bro.
What make you so lucky to be had a bitch in the 1 percentile? I get what you're saying.
Right. It's like hitting a lotto.
Yeah, it's like hitting. Yeah, nah. You.
I have a question. Please. So you think that all strippers are in some way they turn to a prostitute?
No, I don't think that.
No, hell no. Nah. That's not what we're saying at all.
I know plenty of strippers that they do have a prostitute. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, I just wanted to clarify because the conversation was sounding like we were saying it.
No,
that's what the conversation sounded like we were saying. So I just wanted to clarify.
Jesse did say that, though. But Jesse did say, if you're in a strip club, you don't have no principle.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that that's not what we're saying.
But and saying they don't have no principle means they're going to automatically turn into a prostitute.
Exactly.
No, he clarified that. He said they also have different principles than I got.
Right. Exactly. Okay. That's what it is. Like, people don't stay on the same principle.
I can't take out my clothes and go in a male strip club.
Right.
You can't.
She ain't gonna take off her clothes and go and script.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So whoever does that got different principle than what scholar she got.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But not saying that you're no prostitute.
Or not saying that anything is wrong with it, but it's just we just look at things differently.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And you can't say just cause a motherfucker coming out with $50,000-$30,000 could be Drake. But I don't want that money. Because some hoes trying to stamp their face of what it is. Like, I don't even want that to be able to get out there. I go fuck a broke ass nigga before I fuck a Drake. But you got some bitches like that.
No, what I'm
saying. I would go fuck a broke ass nigga for free.
But what I'm saying is the percentage of those types of bitches.
90%.
It's 1 to 9.
It's like seeing a giraffe. I mean, seeing a unicorn.
Yeah.
It's once in a lifetime. It's So
it does exist.
Slim to none.
It's slim to none.
Yeah.
Sure, so I get what y'all saying.
So the moral,
I didn't want to put out there because most of the strippers are black women.
Hopefully I have a lot of friends that are strippers.
I know all these ladies. And I know some of them stand on principle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know some of them same friends that if this certain person coming now, I'm hoping to go, man. And they gonna go.
They gonna risk it all right then.
They gonna risk it all, man. They gonna risk
it. They gonna be looking like, what the hell's I supposed to do though?
Yeah.
I get it. You know what I'm saying though, Jess. You know what I'm saying, Jay.
I got you, big homie.
Should you be okay dating a stripper? Depending on your principles, is going to be whether or not you okay dating a stripper or taking one serious.
Yeah,
depends on
your set of principles.
So okay, so I feel like since we're talking about principles and morals, fucking asking should a nigga be okay dating a stripper is just asking like should a heterosexual female feel comfortable dating Lil Murda.
Lil who?
From P Valley?
It's the guy on P Valley.
Man, we don't even talk about no P Valley shit. That shit.
We ain't even got to talk about P Valley. Yeah. We can just speak about a man playing a gay character that's with a heterosexual woman.
You saying a female being okay with fucking a gay nigga?
No. Basically, she asking, like, as a woman, would I be okay with dating
from a principles and morals perspective
a guy that plays a gay scene inside of a
that's playing a gay character,
but he's not gay,
allegedly
he gay.
Yeah,
you gotta be somewhat gay to play the character.
Yeah. I mean, listen,
what about porn star? Like you could date a gay porn star? Like,
no,
you gay.
Fuck no.
A gay porn star?
Yeah.
No, that mean everybody know you gay too, so no, fuck no.
Fuck everybody knowing this nigga
actor. And they saying play this gay scene, standing on principles. I ain't finna play that.
I don't give a fuck. Well, how much y'all?
I don't give a damn. What y'all trying to get?
Right.
Yeah, like it ain't even a part that we gonna act like we walked in the same. Like what? Like we?
Like y'all bump hips going in the door and no shit like that.
Insinuating that he walked in first, then I walked in,
and then you walk out.
y'all hear some noises. Y'all ain't got to show the extra scene, bro. I'm not even play. Like I just walked in there and fucked the nigga, got fucked.
Dude. See, I was gonna say if he was doing some shit like that, maybe.
Like,
but then
cut to the
P Valley shit. Now that's just a little extreme. Like
what about if a nigga got that had a scene where they had a car? They leaning there for a kiss and then they go to another scene like. Like, you showing them nigga about the kids.
Nah,
and cutting something else. Hell no.
Nah. And before we go any further with this, this isn't like a homophobic discussion. We're just speaking on personal preferences of like, you know what I'm saying, what we do and don't want to do.
They know. Yeah,
like, nah, that's still just out. Like, for me personally, like, you know, I live the LGBT community, all that. You know, I love a woman. But, and I have nothing against men. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I think I probably accidentally dated some bisexual men before in my life. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I don't really judge that.
Did you fuck him?
Without me knowing that I think he was gay.
How the hell you fuck somebody and you didn't know?
I didn't know. Gay.
Everybody don't come out and say that they're gay or that they deal with the same sex.
See, that'd be the fucked up part. Like,
Yeah, y'all changing this shit somehow now.
That's like.
I don't even remember the original.
Ego.
Could you?
No, I
that was last year's last, episode.
Last year.
Date.
Jealousy, what is it?
Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Yeah. Y'all done went all the way to P Valley from Kryptonite.
Right. I was following it.
So, yeah, let's get back on topic. So, goddamn.
My kryptonite is my heart.
Mine is too.
I can go for that.
And the reason, so I'm gonna take it back. Shantae not my kryptonite. My kryptonite in my heart, but she got it. So, you get what I'm saying?
Okay, bars.
No, I'm just being 100.
So, yeah.
Like just as well as y'all.
Yeah.
Even female, like they got it. Yeah, when I'm around them, like it's just what it is.
Mm.
But I'll shake that shit one day. I'm gonna shake my kryptonite.
You ain't trying to shake this.
Huh?
You ain't trying to shake
it. I ain't talking about my wife. I'm gonna shake my kryptonite and just stop giving a fuck about these bitches. Shy, Jay, Kate. I didn't
know. Man, watch your motherfucking mouth, man. What's wrong with you, nigga?
I'm going to be able to control it.
Control it is better.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the only way you control it, you don't have to hurt nobody to control. You just got to set boundaries.
Yes, boundaries.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, what we need to talk about, boundaries.
Set boundaries to what it is and not allow you to be my kryptonite. Right. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
So set it out, Jay. Boundaries and kryptonite. What you want to say?
So boundaries and kryptonite. But the boundary shit, if they aren't put in place off top, it's kind of hard to implement boundaries.
Not really.
You can't.
After an extended period.
All you got to do is do it. All you got to do is do it. They're going to be upset at first. It's going to go through a goddamn, see if I can change your mind.
No, it's not even about them being upset. It's about the personal guilt that you feel from having to say no.
No.
It don't matter. Shit, but
if you have to set boundaries. No, I don't agree with that, because if you have to set boundaries, obviously something wasn't right to begin with. Facts. So it shouldn't be any guilt with setting the boundaries. Facts. It should be at ease at that point.
But that's how weak. That's when your heart become your kryptonite, because it's like, it hurt me to even
have to tell you no.
No, it hurt me to even have to stand in my truth.
Mm, yeah.
To set a boundary, it's like, mm-hmm. and I would rather be really hurt myself than to hurt you.
Yeah.
That don't go like that. Mm. That's when they become kryptonite. Mm. Because it's the same thing. If a motherfucker can't respect your boundary, they don't love you where you love them.
Mm. Yeah, they're basically saying fuck you anyway.
Mm. They're like, nigga, suffer with me.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck how you feel. Basically, right?
Yeah. Or they're just being selfish. They just want to feel how they feel. Like, your boundaries is making them uncomfortable. So, but they want to be comfortable, so they don't care.
Yeah, a person can know that you love them so much, they know you ain't going to do it, too.
Facts.
That's what it is, but they willing to accept it, but they like, you ain't finna do it, so I'm going to act like I don't want you to do it, so you won't do it. Mm. But if you do it, I'm going to accept it.
Yeah.
Mm. If I really fuck with you.
Yeah. Mm.
And I know it's for the better. I know it ain't for no disrespect shit. I know it's for the better of you. It's like, damn, that nigga buck. I got to respect it.
That's deep.
That's the truth. It's like, that's I gotta deep. Respect it, cause that shit is what's motherfucker know it's something good for you, but not they ain't gonna make them feel good. So they'll try to buck. But then when you buck, it'd be like, you know what, I see what you were saying. When you buck. Not when you just buck and then goddamn negotiate.
Go back
your bucket.
Yeah.
Negotiable bucking.
Yeah, you saying goddamn, I want my own spot, but I'm still come over here every night. Nah, I want my own spot. And I'm going to come here when I want to come there. Not when you got them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to take my shit. I got my shit over here. But I got my spot. I got to come over here and get my shit, take a shower. I got to do this. I got to make sure I bring clothes in and out. No, I stay here.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes sense.
If you don't set them up, and then it's no structure. If you no structure, how the plan going to work? Can't nothing work in a plan without structure, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that what we in relationship that don't being in relationship with feelings only. No structure, no boundary, no name. Mm. That shit ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Just emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
It's just all over the place, doing whatever whoever feel, whatever day they feel. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib,
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Time is a luxury for us, especially if you're a mom. That's why we need a skincare routine that's easy, fast, and gives us results. Plus, what if your products had thousands of five-star reviews? Were natural and affordable? Well, say hello to Dime Beauty. Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Not sure where to start? I highly recommend the Work System. It's everything you need in one powerful package. Take out the guesswork with a proven routine that includes a gentle yet effective cleanser, a super skin toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. See what everyone is raving about. From serum sets to the always sold out retinol alternative TBT cream, you'll find your perfect skincare match. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com for 20% off with code GETDIME. That's dimebeautyco.com, code GETDIME for 20% off.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
But don't the structure have to align with not just jumping up and changing the boundaries, though?
You can't. Hey, man, I can jump up and change these motherfuckers every day if that wouldn't feel like it need.
That ain't working. Okay, I got you. How you push it forward? Because if you with somebody and they changing the rules of y'all agreement every day, even though it's your Achilles heel, your weakness is like, well, you can't just keep changing this shit to the point where like, I don't even know you no more.
All right, bitch, you said for better or worse. You love me? I'm going through something.
Right.
I'm changing this shit up. I'm going through something.
You're supposed to look at it and say, hey, I got to do this too, basically, or explain what's wrong about it.
Yeah.
See, screen coming from Gemini point of view.
I'm not the Gemini.
Huh?
I'm not the Gemini, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? You coming from like... Yeah, it's cool to respect boundaries and change, but y'all motherfucker change every day.
You can't change that shit every day. It did not even be like.
Not even sure about the change.
Let me tell you the frustrating shit about the change. You adapt to the change, accept the change.
And then they change again.
They mad at you for why you even accept me changing when you know damn well I
can't change. That's me.
I ain't gonna lie. That's your ass all day. Yeah.
And then they're trying to respect you by trying to adapt to your change, but then now you mad.
He ain't even changed for real, like, bro. I ain't really changing that part up. I wouldn't rather try to change that part. Like, then they be mad, like, how the fuck you supposed to be my backbone? How the fuck you let me change? You know damn well I ain't want to change.
Because if you
that.
Don't let them change, they will go nutso. They will go Kanye. They will go Big Bang.
Yeah.
Right.
you have to let them live.
But you got to know one thing about it. When whoever you get, you know,
yeah, I know the
you
heart.
Got. You know what you met. You know what you got when you met this person. So it's like, I was indecisive about where I want to take you on the first date. So you know that I'm that. I ordered some food. Thought I liked it. I ain't like that. I ordered some more shit. I ain't really eat shit. She seen the signs.
Man, get your stupid ass.
Run for the board.
Huh? Man, true. Welcome to death row now.
No, y'all are not right.
Y'all are right.
Not right.
Upset at you for running away from them because you see that red flag.
No, I'm saying from the beginning. Don't like what you like about me and then can't deal with the shit you don't like about.
It ain't
me.
Like about is... It's,
that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
some bullshit. What you just
said? That's like us saying, okay, we all...
Because you saying don't like what you don't like about me and then like what you don't like and then... Yeah, what the fuck you just said?
You fuck with me, you fuck with me. That's how I feel.
No, for sure. 100%. That part is correct.
I feel like Kanye and Kim, I feel like Kanye, like, she really did, no matter what he said, oh, I want a divorce, I'm retarded, whatever he did, I feel like he chose you to be his therapist. To
and,
me,
and if you sign up to be his therapist, you should.
To me,
you should continue the job.
Better or for worse, but you knew Kanye was that what he is.
But you just said on that end, you can change the rules when you want to. So that means the other person can change the rules when they want to.
If you was already indecisive like me, yeah.
Man, you, man,
y'all crazy. Start trying to goddamn match my energy. If that's not you.
What?
And that becomes your energy.
No. You know this. In the relationship, but you're going to start to rub off on each other. Some of that shit is going to.
Your woman is a reflection of you.
Exactly. For sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For
sure.
Exactly.
Like you said, don't go nowhere you don't
want to
go for real.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
I think a lot of times in relationships, it's not that they necessarily don't want to go there for real. I think that they get so blinded by the stuff that they do like about the person.
That's what
I'm
saying.
And they ignore the shit that they don't like. Yeah.
No, you think you could change it?
Not even necessarily think you could
ignore
change
it. Some
it.
People
you
ignore it.
You just ignore it.
The difference between changing and ignoring.
Y'all become so around each other. It's like, I can't continue to ignore this shit. I can't continue to ignore this shit.
Yep.
So now the real feelings of how you feel about this person kind of slide out because now you bring it to their attention.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Like, you said it to make sense.
Bitch,
that was what
you been fake this whole time because I've been this way. And it's like, nigga, I've been ignoring that shit, but it's been getting on my nerves.
So who fault that is?
You got to know if they deal breakers.
Who fault that is?
You got to know if they deal breakers.
I guess it's my fault for ignoring it and not bringing it to your attention in the beginning.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If you fuck with me all the way. Don't fuck with just the shit you fuck with. And then when you get start getting irritated by the shit you know you don't fuck with, why you even try to fuck with me anyway?
No, because I think
they
if
try
she
to,
tell you in the beginning, then if you love her, you will make the necessary changes to keep her from being mad all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, if you told me in the beginning.
That's what I just said.
Ignore it.
No, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
If she tell you that.
Yeah.
For sure.
In the beginning.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, no, that's just what it is. Like, and you say you're gonna work on it.
But I feel like
if you tell me that in the beginning, I'd be like, well, this just me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And then you try to say, well, I'm accept it.
You gotta accept it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Then she
with
can't
that.
Come later.
But I feel like
that's destruction.
But I feel like in some
situations.
Yeah, they're not gonna accept. They're gonna say they're gonna accept it, but we're gonna accept it for the day.
Yeah, and we're going to see about
until it get on my nerve enough, now I'm going to make you a fuck nigga by because you didn't change.
Nah, I feel like, but I feel like some people don't necessarily go or get into all of that in the beginning because it's not deep enough for them to address certain issues.
How?
You should.
How?
You should.
How?
When you meet somebody, you don't never know how far it's going to go.
I understand that, and I get that, but some people feel like some people that I know and that I've talked to when it comes to relationships and shit like that, like they don't, for lack of a better way to put it, want to open that can of worms that early.
Why? That's the worst shit in the world.
That's the best time to open the can.
Yeah, it's the best. So I can see, man, what you got to do with niggas is you got to let that nigga do what it is he do so you can see exactly what he want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what it
is. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got to let a nigga do what he do. Then you can assess if you can deal with it.
Yeah.
You can't come in telling niggas what you don't like because niggas gonna try to adjust to what you don't like but still be doing what
a lot of niggas too, when you come in telling a nigga what you do and don't like, a lot of niggas look at it like, man, this bitch on my back, I'm not finna deal with this shit.
Yes, or if he really fuck with you, he gonna act like, some niggas act like, alright, this bitch want you bitch to feel like I need to come in the house, so I'm gonna start calling the house.
But then I think it ain't what you say, I think it's how you
say
it.
How you say it.
Yeah, you're right.
Your delivery to people can determine a whole lot of stuff.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially us.
Yeah.
Because we tend to talk at each other.
Yeah.
instead of to each other.
Yeah.
Nah,
don't
play. When you say us, you mean men or like
black people?
Black people. Yeah.
Yeah, we talk.
You already
come
from a place of defense when you start the conversation.
I wanted to respond back to what you were saying when you was like, when somebody and a woman, she says she accepts something, and then later on she try to change it. I don't think that they necessarily try to change it. I think if she say like, okay, I'm gonna accept this part of you, this flaw of you, at that point when you notice that it's bugging her, I think she wants you to take into consideration that, okay, it's affecting her now, so I want to make this change for myself.
How? Bitch, it's me.
How? Black people, though, because it's like, we know that our people are against, like, our people, and like what you just said, like, so with knowing that, what are you going to do with knowing that? What are you going to do that knowing that your people are scared of your people? What you going to do?
I feel like if I told you this who I am and I continue to show you this who I am, you start getting frustrated about it, that's your issue. That's how I feel.
But then
you can't feel like you can love me enough to change me.
Yeah. Not necessarily love
you. What is it then, Shaw? You saying
it's like, okay, if I love you enough to accept you for all your flaws for all this time and whatever time it's been, and then you know
that's a flaw to you, not to me. I got only way it'd be a flaw is if it's a flaw that make me worse than I am. That's what a flaw is, right?
Not necessarily, because you can be flawed as fuck and you not notice your own flaws and everybody else around you notice them, and a lot of people don't tell you about your flaws. So naturally their significant other will be the person that'll put it in your face. Like, okay, everybody else around you may not be telling you this, but you really flawed as fuck and it's affecting them, but they're not telling you. But I'm gonna be the one to tell you that it's affecting
them. That's different.
You get what I'm saying?
That's different. Yeah, that's different.
I always have out.
But you're trying to help a nigga be better. I'm talking about like a flaw of,
I can't say like me.
Example is,
you should watch how you deliver that dumb message.
If
black is flawed, mm-hmm, and you as his woman, mm-hmm, then you should know his strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So it should be calculated how
to say it.
Yeah,
or how to bring it to him where he get it.
Because if it comes out the wrong way, it's gonna produce resentment. But you already have, like, most Geminis, right? Most Geminis are very fucking defensive. So if a person brings something to you, because I know a lot of times, for me, I bring something to somebody and I could be like very, like thinking about how I'm going to say it, how it's going to come out, how you can perceive it. And I could say it to you and you could still take it as me trying to bash you. And then now what?
No, but how you come at him is going to determine how he's going to accept that constructive
and receive it.
The energy of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what's some things you say, like non-negotiable things, just for example?
I'm saying like, okay, if she feel like, I want you to grow dread.
I don't want no dread. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about like something that you just not going to change. Or
telling me I'm finna just grow no damn hair.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Or how I dress.
Right.
Like your clothes, like why you come outside like this, man? You don't give a fuck. Your shoes, legs, ashy and everything.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm saying. That's like who I am. Yeah, shit like
that. How that's a flaw? That ain't a flaw. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
Let's take that one of how you dress it. And what if at this point she see you as like, nah, you a mogul. You a boss. And it's a lot of people that look at you in a way that you don't look at yourself. So you need to walk out and carry yourself like
that. How am I carrying myself as me?
So
that's constructive criticism.
But
constructive criticism.
If she's my woman and I'm in a different position, that's who's supposed to tell me that.
Exactly.
You're right. You're right about that. Right. But that's not changing.
But she's trying to change you for the better.
Exactly.
How that's for the better, though? Bill Gates, all these millionaires walk around in motherfucking New Balance. But I might be one of them kind of niggas. New Balance is a cheap ass $30 outfit.
But okay.
How I dress gonna make people feel like I'm something different? Right. I can go to a board meeting just like this, because this is who Bank is. So basically, you're telling me I need to put on a front.
No, that's not making me better.
Okay, I got another one.
To me, that's not making me better.
Let's say you this bank, right? A lot of people look at you and they look at you as he's not approachable. I don't know bank, and bank, from my understanding, bank can be, he's stiff. He don't want people around him. You know what I'm saying? And then your woman see you like, okay, y'all doing big facts and we going to bigger meetings and all that. I know that them people may look at you and be defensive. They may look at you as a certain type of place.
Whatever. So she's telling like, okay, instead of you wearing your gym clothes every day, just when you have those meetings, how about you just put your jeans on and a collar shirt? So then those people will be more
everybody. But that's everybody. That's still a matter of opinion. Cause I feel like, nigga, if you the nigga that's getting the work done, them folks don't give a fuck what you look like, what you got on. Nigga, you got that dope, nigga, you got it. That's how I look at it.
No, that's true.
That's how I look at it.
I think the situation as a whole.
Look at Ted Turner.
Look at everybody who's comfortable in their skin.
You can make it.
When I want to put it on, that's
still
what I'm
going to
do.
So both ways is still opinionated. The difference is he's saying this is who I am.
Yes.
So if you really love a person, you're supposed to make, again, a conscious suggestion. Hey, I think you should do this, but if you don't, I still love you.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying?
That's the way that you do it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
How you deliver it.
And then when you do that, like, babe, this is what I think, but... And then I say what I say. If you accept it, that's going to make me go back and think about it.
He probably might, you don't accept what I'm saying.
Right. Like, this just me. That's going to make me stand on it.
Now you got friction.
But if you be like, I'm just saying it because that's what it is. And then I actually feel like she just said that because that's her opinion. I'm going to take it in different.
That's what I just said.
That's what he said.
Right. That's the key.
Like, didn't I tell you, got it started? You started on your nerve? Bitch, fuck, you need my shoe.
And it's kind of crazy because most women don't understand that.
Yeah.
That's like really game.
Yeah.
Really, to get somebody to do what you want to. Coming all rah, 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 rah. It ain't gonna come out
it
right.
It ain't gonna work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because the nigga gonna be rebellious from the rip just to see how you take it.
Yeah.
Like, or how far you finna go right with this shit.
Like, if I disagree with you, like, bro, I'm telling you, them books say never let it. I'm gonna send it to you, but it's like, If you come to me and change my mind of something, immediately, you can get me to see. Yeah, I see it. I mean, you can tell it to me, and I take it in like, well, babe, no, this is what I do. Depending on how you take my initial response is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If you be like, well, I ain't trying to start an argument. I'm just telling you because me and my person at work told me, and my sister was saying the same thing, like, he needs to start dressing like this because he's bigger than what he think.
Right.
Okay, cool. I'm going to take that in. And now, if you never say it again, never net, and then I might start putting it, I might start weighing, goddamn,
implementing, like, yeah, certain like, little
till,
things.
Till I
like,
get there. But yeah, you ain't finna got there.
On my own time, though.
Yes, you ain't finna change me to who you want me to be. I ain't no motherfucking Barbie doll, Ken doll. Mm-hmm. Ain't finna do what you know what I'm saying? That's just how niggas think.
Nah, it's free will. Everybody want their free will. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want their free will. They don't want to feel like they're controlled by nobody.
And that's ego, too, though.
I seen this woman say one time, they asked her, they said, how do you correct your husband? She said, I don't. But I think that I have earned the right to give my, opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he will check himself.
Yes, that's then you just said what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah,
like throw it out there, and I'm a
because she said I don't want to take his manhood from him.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Like a nigga stay in the wrong just to show you,
bitch.
I ain't no bitch. Yeah.
Right, yeah. This is me.
I ain't no bitch.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
But if you showing me like I'm coming from a place. Cause it gotta feel like it's coming from a place of love.
Care. Yes, yeah, it has to.
It gotta feel. It's gotta a feel like that.
Place. Let yourself and it might check be, yourself.
Yeah, it might be coming from a place of love, but I don't feel that shit coming from a place of you trying to change me. Mm. That's my
are you trying to be
thought.
My mama or some shit? Like,
that's gonna be my initial thought. But then when I start seeing like, I tried one day, not even don't even let you see. I tried. I actually put on the suit and go into me, and I see how these folk respond different.
You know, I'm like, damn, she was right.
But you know the beautiful thing? You can show that little back, like, hey, you was right. I put on this suit. Shit, we closed.
Definitely. Exactly. But I done did that before. Plenty of times.
Yeah.
It depends on, like you said, how's received, how you take it in.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another follow-up question for y'all as men. Because now we talked about how y'all would perceive things if, like, a woman saying anything to you. But what about if you go to your girl and you like, all right, I don't want you dressing like this no more. I think you should dress like that. How is she supposed to take that? And she's supposed to be stiff like you are. Like, what the fuck you trying to change me? I've been like this.
It's the same thing.
Like, it's the same shit.
Yeah, it's
the
same thing. How it is off top. It's off top. Like,
my delivery.
It would be the same thing.
Yes, yeah. Delivery.
She been like that. Yeah, what I'm gonna change.
Okay. Yeah,
so, I mean, you got some men that just feel like, nah, like if I tell my woman to do something, she needs to be doing
but
it.
But as a man, I feel like, me personally, I feel like, you know, you gift your wife shit, your girl stuff. So I feel like just buy what you want her to wear. She gonna put it on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
But sometimes she might buy what she want to wear.
That's fine too.
And if it's a problem with you, it still falls up on the
how you what's gotta tell them.
Deliver.
I don't give a damn what you wear, really. I'm just saying, like, but if I want to see
you come out of any kind of way.
But you, oh, nah, see, you see that?
But I ain't even finna be with a woman.
Come on, Westside. Come on, Westside.
I ain't finna be around no bitch who gonna come out of there any kind of way.
Right.
Right. True.
Yeah. You know who
like,
you with.
I'm gonna be done took you out five times. You ain't wore none of that shit like that yet. So you start some shit like that, like damn. So I'm the first day I see you with it, like
yeah.
Oh nah, yeah.
It ain't gonna be like that.
I'm just gonna get blood off the back.
Yeah, but what's you like, saying? You been me. It's hot.
Okay, well go ahead.
You've been around her during the winter. Now it's hot girl summer. Now she out here booty out.
Man, what
nah, you'll see them traits
like that. They do that in the
you'll
winter.
See them traits.
Yeah,
yeah, you gonna know that.
And it ain't gonna get
you gonna
that
know that early.
And one thing about it, you gonna see in her closet.
Yeah, you gonna know that early.
You gonna see what her lounging.
She like that. That's how you got to deal with her.
Yeah.
If she's like that, that's how you got to deal with her.
But yeah, if you just don't like the way she dressed like that, you
got to deal with her how she dressed.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Okay. Yep.
I like this.
You can't, change nobody, man. Not unless they want to, but you can hint to them. That's basically what you said. You can throw it out there.
Yeah.
How they take it is how they take it, but you can't take it personally if they don't take it your way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
I agree.
But what y'all was saying earlier is, what about when you see that it's upsetting her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool too, but I already told you that I ain't standing on that business. So how did that upset you?
If somebody...
What if something like you working, or not even working, like how she feel about you hanging out late or you doing certain things, she feel like she not getting enough quality time or something like that. And you like, what I've been doing person, I've been in the studio.
That's the
I've
person you met. This. Yeah, that's the person you met. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You know, you like Bank is saying, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah,
people sometimes try to change recreate their recreate mental.
Yes,
yeah. That's what I was finna say.
I want to change this shit now.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying nigga trying to be no goddamn asshole or whatever. We can have a conversation about it. Tell me how you feel about it, and if I tell you, I'm gonna give you a reasonable explanation. Like, well, you be out all time of night. Well, okay, that's when I get my money, mm-hmm. or that's when the studio is open, or that's when whatever. That's when Scream the one to record Big Facts. What do you want me to do? I'm gonna stop my purpose for you. I can't convince you that I love you for a living, and that's the truth.
Mm. I like that.
I can't convince you of that. Yeah, that shit in the rap song. Yeah. I can't convince you of that.
Yeah. I love that.
I can't pay my bills off that. And then if that shit starts to still get on your nerve, it's like you don't give a fuck about them, but how I make you feel.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Then it's time to reassess the situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Good shot. Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah,
and then coming from a place of love, and then the conversation just has to be real. If it get that serious in relationships, we just speaking in general. If it get that serious, then some people grow apart,
part ways. Yes,
they
yeah,
just do. You know what I'm saying? If it get to the point,
no,
where
you gotta. Sometimes I gotta have a nigga real with dreads. Shit, like,
well, been real. I'm yeah, growing dreads. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Like people grow apart. It happens.
Yeah, but you know, this shit therapy for me right here. Yeah. Just Big Facts. I love this shit.
Me too.
We got Big Jess in the building.
Salute, man. You know what I'm saying? Drop Baby some gems. We're going to get three of porn star girlfriend.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? You're probably back there watching some porn right now.
We got you three.
We got porn in the little corner of the goddamn. What's
he, got his phone, he, got, he really got his phone on front of the camera. Act like he working when he watching porn.
He got titties and asshole on his thumbnail and shit.
Nah, let us find out, three.
Oh, man.
Trip tonight.
We, you know what I wanted to do? Let's
what you want to do, Scream?
Let's give ourselves some flowers, man. One Music Fest coming up in October. We're going to be on the stage.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Black Effect Podcast Festival. We're going to be on stage in Brooklyn, New York.
That's big.
You know what I'm saying? It's a flower I'm missing.
Big we did some other shit.
Big Fast
Live.
Big Fast Live. Big Fast Live. More of that is coming. It's another
Revolt. Fresh Fest.
Revolt.
We finna travel again.
Revolt Summit.
It's something else. It's something else. We got to announce that the right way. But we got a lot of fucking views, damn it. Basically, we were just told we got a lot of views if you add up our audio and our million, you know what I'm saying, and our video and shit.
Sure.
So we're going to hold that a little longer.
Oh, we hit 100,000 followers this weekend.
We hit 100,000 salute on the Big to 100,000 Instagram followers on the Big Facts page. We love each and every one of y'all. You know what I mean? We do it for y'all.
Y'all make sure y'all follow Big Facts Friday at Big Facts Friday.
Mm-hmm. And Big Facts Live.
Big Facts Live.
Y'all Facts Friday.
Showing that paid no attention. We need to put some clips on that shit. People
salute,
don't even know.
Salute the shot. We got a brand new, nice, fancy website. So y'all make sure y'all check us out. BigFactsPod.com.
Salute.
And shit. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.